Welcome to the Mind vs. Action Journey, where every week I will share experiences, thoughts, and ideas on how you can go from thoughts in your mind to actually taking actions. Life is not formed by just what is in our mind, but by actually taking action on what is in our mind. It is not enough to simply hope, think, and wish. We must take action. You must cut ties with those that live in a constant state of negative feelings towards your dreams, if you are to attain them. A while back, I was having a conversation regarding family, specifically a toxic family. In my case, I had a very toxic father. It all started on this thing that happens a lot, especially within minorities. This thing that when you are doing well and living a good life, other family members and friends get upset by the fact that you are. And you can tell by their actions, their words. This thing that when you are doing well, a close relative, a sister, brother, or your own parents start whispering negative things in your ear, making up stories that have no basis without any evidence, stories that are truly only made up because they envy what you have. They call you lucky, stuck up, oh yeah, and evil because you have changed as a person for the better. And what used to satisfy you before does not anymore. And as any sane human being, you go searching for growth and attain it. But with this attainment comes alienation of many loved ones who you once really thought they had your best interest at heart. But once you tasted success and they didn't, instead of them being happy for you, cheering for you, they turned on you as if their misery was your fault, as if your success was derived at the cost of their success, or as if you being successful will stop them from achieving their own success. A video from a prominent Mexican motivational speaker was shared, and in it, he was talking about something similar. His take was on social media and how when someone goes through a rough time, like a divorce or a loss of job, and they share it and they truly just get hundreds of likes and comments. But when someone achieves something or shares a picture of having a good time with their loved ones, they only get a few likes and or comments. How we come together only to add more salt to a wound rather than coming together to celebrate an achievement, whatever that achievement is. All this, of course, is more seen by our own family and sometimes our so-called best friends. I can speak to all this. I have lived through all this and continue to live through it. But of course, at a much smaller scale, as I'm continuously cleansing my circle and what I follow on social media, the news that I read, and material that I decide to read, like books. But growing up, I had this realization early on that family should not be considered family based on genetics or who you grew up with. And yes, this includes your parents and any other relatives. You see, my own father tried to bring me down time and time again. Any opportunity he got to sabotage my life, he took. But he was always unsuccessful, as the more he tried, the more I thrived. Cousins, uncles were no different. Many friends I grew up with, same. None of them are part of my life today. None. And my best revenge towards him was truly to continue to thrive and thrive over and over again. My father, who I only call father because it is easier to do so when I speak of my story, till this day has not changed. When I see him at a family gathering, I say hi and maybe spark a small talk, but that's about it. I don't want him around me or my children. Why? Because he is toxic. He has not changed his ways, and I genuinely don't think he ever will. And that is something I don't want really any part of, something I don't want my children to be part of in any way possible. For them, they know I have a father, but that is it. I don't feed them negative talk about him, but I also don't feed them lies on why they should love him just because he is their grandfather. For me, I teach them to love those that love them genuinely, not those that are simply part of our genetic makeup, and therefore we must love. I believe that idea is flawed in every way possible. For me, love those who love you and consider family those who truly behave as a family member should, regardless of if they are blood related or not. It is hard to part ways with family members. It is. And in many ways, it's absolutely one of the hardest things to do. But for me, it is harder to be surrounded by people that instead of helping you really climb, only keep moving the ladder in hopes that you fall back to their level. My only ask from my family and friends has always been simple. If you are not going to help me achieve my desires, at least don't hinder my ability to achieve them, and we are good. I am not one to only seek family or friends when I am in need. If I cut you out of my life, you are out completely, even in the times of need. I will figure it out my own way or from help from others that might have a vested interest in my achievement or who simply want to see me succeed. Cutting out toxic family, friends, groups, or anyone you surround yourself with is absolutely necessary if you are to not just achieve your dreams, but to live a happy life, period. The whole idea of family needs to be redefined in my opinion. For me, family should be made up of those who support you, cheer for you, those that help you see things you don't see, those who are happy to see you happy, not those that frown when you are. This whole notion that I must love you or respect you because we share the same DNA makeup is flawed and absurd. For me, I cannot change my DNA, and even if I could, I would not. It is what makes me really my physical being. But I can change who I am as a person, my character, my aspirations, my mindset. I can change who I surround myself with, who I let into my circle and sphere of influence. At the moment, my children are my responsibility, and it is up to me who I let into their lives and what they learn from me and those who surround me, not by just my words or their words, but my actions and the actions of those who I let into our lives. Once they are old enough, they will have to make the same choices I made at an early age. And when this day comes, I feel extremely confident they will know what to do on their own. I want them to love me, respect me, look up to me for who I am as a person and what I have done for them, and not for simply being their biological father. The same goes for a family member that wishes to be part of their lives. If they want to be part of their lives, my life, the ask is simple. Either help us achieve happiness or at least don't hinder our abilities to do so. Nothing more is asked. Nothing more is needed. Achieving happiness and fulfillment is completely up to us. This is where I ask you, what changes do you need to make in your circle of influence in order to achieve what you have always desired? Environment makes a huge difference in whether you achieve your desires or not. It is time you do what you have to do in order to live the life you have always desired. You can, you must. Please subscribe to my blog, podcast, or YouTube channel to get notifications when my weekly entry is posted. I promise I will never disappoint. Thank you. Until next time, I challenge you to own your thoughts, actions, process, results, and ultimately your life story. Most importantly, I challenge you to go from thoughts in your mind to taking actual actions on those thoughts, as nothing happens until actions are taken.